The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to this Friday edition of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, also streaming on KCNR1460.com. And the news, of course, at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. So many stories you hear on the streets about the good things the Shasta Regional in the emergency, what's happened if you have to go in, people have stayed in. So, you know, we're fortunate that we have this facility in the North State. So, you know, healing starts here. Now we're going to go to some news here. I didn't know about this, but so many people took to the social media in Shasta County. I mean, some people are awake and running after they were shaken awake just before 4 a.m. this morning by a 3.7 magnitude earthquake. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake struck at exactly 3:57 a.m. Now, Sue McClain, who does our news hour, the Sue McClain news hour, from 6 to 7, said that she and her husband were up. I said, "You're up?" She said, "Yeah, we're up really early." I was like, "No kidding, 4 o'clock in the morning." Usually, sometimes I'll do 4:30, but this didn't wake me, but there was also a lot of unrest, I know, with our own sleeping patterns last night, which makes me wonder if, like, the earth was shifting, obviously, with this epicenter located near the intersection of Sunflower Drive and Leisha Lane in Redding. While the tremor was widely felt across the city, no injuries or major damage have been reported. So we go to David. Did you feel it, David?
I did. I was awake at 3:55 for some reason, and then I'm up for 2 seconds, and then, yeah, it didn't feel like an earthquake. I felt earthquakes living in LA. I felt earthquakes shake. This one was like, boom.
Wow. Yeah. Like almost, and I'm sure with everything that's going on in our world, you're like, the boom.
Yeah.
The sonic boom. Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes when it's hot like this and the earth, the platelets,
yeah,
this happens. You hear that. But anyway, that was pretty close. And I recall that, you know, we didn't, not too long ago, we did have a little slight tremble, tremor.
Yep.
And dishes were thrown off,
mm-hmm,
one's mantelpiece, etc. So anyway, just to have that at the top of the news, I'm going to give you a quick update on the weather before we go to our pet of the week. This is Linda Bott. Carl is in on his way, always at Free Fire Radio. We do the mornings from 7 to 9, so happy that you're with us this morning. If you're thinking about what's the weather look like today, it's going to be about 101, mostly clear tonight with 73. The weekend, though, is 105 on Saturday. Again, when I talk about, we've gone from like the 90s, we've had this beautiful kind of temperate weather, you know, low 90s, middle 90s, and boom, we've gone up like big temperatures. 107 will be, is the prediction for Sunday. And we don't have big winds coming up, so that's what you're experiencing, just the still hot weather. Sunday night, 74, Monday, 101, and Tuesday, 104. So we are up there at the end of this June, again, where we think about, you know, July 4th and what's the weather going to like, sunny and hot. All right, and there's the forecast from the National Weather Service, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, always bringing this weather. Every time we read the weather, that's been their sponsorship, Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And David's at the helm, and you said today is National what?
Well, I've got my sunglasses on because it's National Sunglasses Day.
Well, you know, you have to play that song.
Not because I'm hungover.
I've got my sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Is that Eddie Money?
That's a good one.
Who did that?
I'm not sure about that one. I know my future's so bright, I got to wear shades.
All right, pull those up.
We'll, yep,
you know, pay homage. Now, Katrina brought us in a buddy today. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I just, you're just, you know, I could room with you. You know, you're just mellow. You know, you're somebody who would be like, good morning, and someone that you could be, you know, you just have a great disposition. So I'm always happy to see you. You know, you're not intense and judgmental. You know, you just are like, just a very cool, interesting, and wonderful human being. I want you to know that.
Thank you. That means
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah. Well, what about you? We're going to talk about our dog, but let's talk a little bit about Katrina that comes in on the Friday morning, and she brings in Pet of the Week, which is a very noble job that you do. You got to pick a pet. You got to go all over town doing the media. You have to pick up their poop, care for them. And, you know, I mean, we had that happen. We had a little accident here in the studio last week. But, you know, you're just gracious about it. So tell us a little bit about Katrina.
Well, I don't really know what to say.
Where were you raised?
I've born and raised here.
All right, so you're a Reading girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've lived here my whole life. I've been with Haven for 4 years.
Okay.
So that's definitely where I'm going to be.
I love that. So you feel like this calling. Did you always have pets growing up? What brought you to say, okay, I'm now Haven's where I really want to do my work?
It kind of happened by chance, honestly. It wasn't something that I thought I would end up doing in my life, and I kind of just ended up at Haven, and then working there has really, I don't know, inspired me in this field where it just feels like the right thing for me.
I like that. So you've aligned. You've
yeah.
aligned with Haven. Okay, so you get to pick out Pet of the Week, and I think I wasn't here when you brought the kitty in because I think you were trying to drive home, like, there is a incredible number that people don't realize that one cat, unneutered, how many that one cat can produce?
A lot. They can definitely have
a village.
A colony.
A litter. No, not more than a litter. What do you want? A colony. Thank you. That's good. Hmm. So you brought with you today who? A beautiful, beautiful, a mix of a black dog with white paws. What kind of dog is he or she? I didn't get a check to check.
He, his name is Andre, and he is a pit mix.
Okay.
A very
long,
stocky boy.
He's long.
He is. He's a big boy. We call him Andre the Giant.
It'd be almost like he looked from the top like a basset hound.
Because he's kind of short and long.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know. He's really cute. He's only 8 months old. So
yeah.
He is a puppy. He's growing. And we actually have a bit of a story on him.
All right,
he's pretty special. Him and his siblings actually came to us a couple of months ago, and they were in very bad condition. They were kind of in a condition that you kind of think of when you think of a stray dog coming into the shelter. They just had a lot of skin issues. They were very pink, like they were missing a lot of fur, and they just looked very unhappy. So definitely not in good condition there. But through a lot of care, a lot of medical care and a lot of medicated baths from our groomers, they are so healthy and he looks great now.
Oh, he's beautiful and his coat is gorgeous. So he came around the corner. He's very shy. And you can tell that can be, he can work through that. But the first thing he did was lick my feet. So, you know, he's not timid that way. I mean, he will come out of this. He's licking my feet right now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen on the air. Know that I have on white sandals with, he's drawn to the rhinestones. Okay. Go ahead.
He's into the glamour.
Yeah, he's cute. He's coming into the room thinking now his space is more comfortable.
Right. That's definitely his personality. It's so funny because at the shelter, you know, he's pretty used to us. So he acts like a pretty typical puppy there where he's running around the yard, jumping off of things, just being wiggly and silly. So he definitely has that in him as well. But he's definitely just a very soft, tender boy because he is shy, but he's not shy in the way that he's scared of people. He definitely wants to be near you like that, where he wants to, like, inch up to you and lick your feet and things like that. I think he's just kind of a little less confident in new places.
All right, so let's talk about we've talked about your Pet of the Week, and we'll take a picture, and we'll post that as well. But let's talk about some of the things coming up. You've got Camp Love a Pet on your T-shirt.
Yes. We're in the middle of our first round of Camp Love a Pet, which it's a summer camp we do every year, twice during the summer, and it's a 2-week summer camp for kids to help them learn how to work with dogs. So they do a lot of like socialization and training, super hands-on, really great time. So we're about to wrap up the first round of camp here in a couple of days. So that's been really fun. And the camp dogs, a lot of them are still up for adoption. So we have five different ones that are up for adoption right now that, you know, have been around kids for 2 weeks. They've done amazing with kids. They've gotten a lot of extra training. And they're going to be a great addition.
Well, now, would that be online, those particular dogs? Would they have pictures on havenhumane.org?
They have pictures. I would say the best way to know the camp dogs, aside from coming down to the shelter, is if you go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
We've been making a lot of social media posts about them.
Okay, so you just go to Haven Humane on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, what else do we need to know about maybe this weekend coming up? And, of course, we're going to have you. We've got the 4th of July. Let's do a quick, will we have you back before then? No. I think the 28th is this week. Yes, we will have you back. Well, it'll be the 4th of July next Friday.
The 4th, yep.
So let's talk quickly. Where would you come up? Can you stick around for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you got to run off. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on KCNR. We want to talk about the 4th of July, a couple things here, on KCNR with, Katrina and Haven Humane about some of the things you need to look out for, even for your neighbors. We'll be right back.
What really knocked me out was the cheap sunglasses. Oh, yeah.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are recorded in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning and welcome back to our Friday edition here on KCNR. Are you playing the Sunglass song? Turn it up, buddy. Now this is Friday. We want to rock out today. We need loud music. We need to come in and out of the breaks with this kind of stuff right here. All right. See. Okay, David and I, before we started the show, we were talking about First Friday because, you know, David and his wife, they own Cascade, Curations, which is down by, used to be Bog Bean. What's it now? Down by the dip?
Foundry Square, across from Jack's.
Yeah, is the dip still there?
Yeah, the dip is still there.
Yeah, so you're right next to the dip.
That's where Billy Bombay's used to be.
Okay.
That's what it was. Yeah.
So we were talking about the fact that, you know, like, you know, how do you get people to really know about that this could, you know, be a real great hang where you go from place to place, have a cocktail here, or, you know, if you're not a drinker, you still, you know, have some kind of tea or whatever it is. And then you get to see art at different places because we were talking about galleries and local art. And I'm interested in buying, we are interested in looking at some local art for, our house. We're moving stuff around and,
want to have a couch.
Integrate, you know, some of that as well. But anyway, so we were talking about that. Now that kind of music down at the Whistle Park would just be like, let's go down. I know they have the park on Thursday nights. But why not have the First Friday with, you know, people can pull their guitars out and play on the corner and just have it just be like hot dogs for sale in the corner. Just have it be, you know, just like a little NYC right downtown Reading.
Misters, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Well, before Katrina left, you know, she has a media run, so she's got to be somewhere at 7:35. One of the things that's the big takeaway that I would hope that our listeners get is that even though you may think that you have your animal in the backyard on a, what, however you do it, your doggy door closed, you know, when there are, or where you've got a 5-foot fence, trust me in saying that with the explosions of what happens at the, with the 4th of July, we hear this every year from Haven Humane. Dogs jump out, they figure some way to escape, they dig out, they bite the fence to get out. They are on a complete fear of trying to escape. So the number one takeaway is to microchip your pet. And I've got an interesting story about a friend who had a little Yorkie, still has a little Yorkie, and had the doggy door closed, left, thinking it was fine, went someplace for the 4th of July, and that Yorkie managed to get out of the doggy door, somewhere out of the backyard, and they found their Yorkie like 3 communities away. And a good Samaritan found this Yorkie, and had that not been for a microchip, or a, I don't know if it was a microchip or it could have been a collar, but even then, you know, the collar could come off, you know, poor little things that, you know, hide in the bushes. And it's just I really want you guys to think about that, because if it's not you and you know of somebody else or a neighbor or somebody who maybe can't get out to do that, that could be your good Samaritan thing to help this week get that done, because the 4th of July is next Friday. It's a week from today. I mean, it's just zooming in on us. So a 4th of July, of course. Also wanted to let you know about there will be today from 6 to 12 a.m. DUI checkpoints. So definitely to know, Anderson Police Department is going to be holding DUI driver's license checkpoints and DUI checkpoints from 6 p.m. to 3 p.m. is the Anderson, but the other will be from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m.
I have a horror story when you're finished.
Okay,
when
I'm you're finished. I'm finished.
We have a good friend, Martin. I'm not going to mention any last
okay,
names.
Okay.
If you're listening to Man Up last night, go get a cup of coffee because that's what I'm going to talk to you about tonight.
Okay.
Martin is wanting to give a $500 donation to Haven Humane. And I imagine it might be to any of your charities of choice. If somebody can do something, mm-hmm. all right, and it's not impossible.
Well, I didn't know that.
When you came in this morning. I was going to talk about it. I didn't realize I was going to be running as late as I was this morning.
You're here.
I am. Thank you.
Looking nice, by the way.
Hey, I get an extra 5-10 minutes to refresh myself.
Martin.
Anyway, he sends me this, and I'm going to kind of make it a synopsis. Dave heard it last night, so Dave, you can go out and get a cup of coffee. He bought a fifth wheel. You know, they're retired, and he bought a fifth wheel. Between, let's see, that is over 10,000 pounds, but under 15,000 pounds. Mm-hmm. Doing some homework, I heard that because of its weight and size, I needed an endorsement on my Class C license. Okay. It's if it were bigger, then you need a non-commercial Class A. I wager few people bother, and he's probably right, who goes out and does it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to be legal and be correct. I tried, that's just the way he is. He tried to do it online, and it was impossible. Went to the DMV, spent 5 hours in the DMV, because he's not giving up. Took 2 different tests, spoke to 6 different people to include a supervisor. No one would tell me, or I think it's no one could tell me, how to get this endorsement or what test I needed to take. I was given a full runaround, and this is really not a DMV horror story, although it is. This is the moral of the story. I was finally told by the second to the last person I spoke to that they actually do not know how to do this endorsement.
Oh.
But there was one lady that did. So, at the DMV, she's worked there for 7 years.
Oh.
She says, I've only seen like 3 of them in 7 years that people have done this. The test is not an option on their test computers. It's not there. Even though they kept telling him, go over and take the test. And he kept saying, it's not on here.
Oh, my God.
And they would say, no, it's on there. And he says, come over and look at the computer.
Oh, man.
Anyway, they end up printing the test out. He takes it with a number 2 pencil and turns it in. Here's what he's saying. Here's what I'm trying to do. California has a rule, a law, a requirement that tells you to get this endorsement. But getting it, at least from the Reading DMV, is almost impossible. At this point, I'm not sure I've even completed the task. He's paid his $36, but he doesn't even know if it's happened. So, here's what he's offering. Here's my challenge. I want to see if it's just me, and somehow I screwed up and took 4.5 hours at our local DMV. Or is the actual process that difficult? Because if it is, there's a serious flaw that needs to be fixed. And when I spoke to the supervisor about this, I was basically told to just follow the instructions. Well, there were no instructions. So here it is. Here's your challenge. I will donate $500 to Haven Humane. I imagine you do it to other.
Big supporter.
Anyone that is currently driving a trailer that should have this endorsement but doesn't, like everybody I know, because nobody gets the endorsement, can go down to the local DMV and simply get this endorsement and report back to me, Carl or Linda, how it went.
Wow.
So here's your chance.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you're retired and you're going, maybe we could do this and I can get a $500 donation and all this.
We love community radio for this. Yeah. We love this because
this is so cool.
This person
I'm thinking about doing is putting this on Facebook without his name, without anything that can indicate who it is.
Do it. We have a listener.
I'm going to call him and say, hey, is it okay if I put your story on Facebook?
Yes.
And we can reach out to a lot more people.
Right.
Okay.
Speaking of, I did get from the city of Reading. Okay, quickly, the city of Reading continues to its innovative and forward-thinking approach to finding smart solutions for the community. The city is in the process of reviewing and investigating interest and feasibility of building a city-wide fiber network. Didn't Randall Hempling talk about this the other day as far as getting doctors in here? City of Reading Vice Mayor Adam McElvain cordially invites you to attend an open house.
Wait, is this so old?
Oh, my God. What happened?
That is so old.
Well, wait a minute. It just came up. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
Maybe you've reversed your
oh, my
your
gosh.
Mail. Have you reversed your mail? I was going to say,
oh my, Adam McElvain, I read that and went, oh my God. Okay, you guys.
You know what?
I think it's break time.
Absolutely.
Because that was a major faux pas on my part.
Have you read this one?
Not yet.
This
I don't want to read anything right
this
now.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, founded 2 years ago in 1993. You know, with the way your
are you
dates,
sure?
The way your dates are going here. All
oh
your insurance
gosh.
And financial needs under what one happened? Roof. Helping families, you know, helping everybody since it. Okay, it's two different divisions, my friend. Insurance and financial management. You know, things are just going crazy out in the financial world and insurance world. You need to probably maybe take a second look at your stuff. How about a free review and evaluation? Give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. One of her professionals, either in the financial management or the insurance, you say, hey, I'd like to have somebody look at my insurance plans. I'm not sure I'm getting a good deal. I'm not even sure I can keep this insurance. They're going to help you out. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And hopefully Linda and I will be back after this. But the way the time, you know what it was? It must have been that
earthquake. No, the earthquake just definitely jammed up my computer, and I'm sitting here, thank God I didn't read the weather from 5 years ago.
Wait. The
4 a.m.
The earthquake has jammed up your computer.
Yeah, something
what,
like that.
What, it's changed? What, it wiped off 3 years? What?
It was highlighted in my inbox. Right at the top
at,
of my inbox.
Look at the date on it.
I just saw it.
What is
okay,
the date?
Okay, you no, busted what? My chops enough. I got to take
no,
a break.
What is the date on it?
2019.
6 years ago. We'll be right back. Hopefully.
With my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here.
For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you looking to take take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Thanks for joining us today. You're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Did you already do this? Because I was
going. No.
Okay. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, the whole enchilada, as you may say. And voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. This is a great place. It's been there like for 30 years. Rebecca Henry and, of course, Leonard, the founder, who still works there. Yes, he does. Linda's only place where she shops. Is that true? I mean, really, when you think about it, it's the only place you shop for jewelry.
Well, yes. I mean, when I go into, when I'm looking for something special, I mean, you want to go somewhere where you build a relationship. They have... It's wonderful to see that they've been voted best of the North State, because we've been going to them for, I mean, we are almost married 18 years. They made our wedding rings. That's where we started. So, we got to really know them and they've been advertising with us. I was thinking about that the other day and feel really blessed that you and I doing, the station and the people that work with us, that we can say that we've had some of the same advertisers since the day we started.
Yep.
And those are business owners. They own their own business. So, they know what it feels like, with the ebbs and flows of what happens in, our environment and our community and COVID and the fires and all the things that we've gone through here in the North State, that they have stayed loyal to us. And I just really appreciate that. Shasta Gas, Propane, Tobacco and Brew, Maxwell Insurance, Four Winds Jewelry. They've been great. So, Susan Eastman, we'll probably be hearing from Susan Eastman today. There's a grateful Kevin Kelly, if you're listening this morning, Holiday Harbor, who has donated the last two Chicks and Chaps luncheons, breast cancer awareness luncheons that we've done. They have donated a houseboat for three nights. And that really goes to raise $3,200. Thank you for that, because that goes towards, the money stays local. We know that we just feel really blessed with that. Now, speaking of which, this is kind of changing the subject. The other night, I went to R&R, And I went in thinking I was going to get a few things, but the prices were so good. So I ended up with a big bag full of different things. And Carl wanted his fish fry. So I, you know, he's been working really hard and I wanted to do a fish fry for him. So, while doing so, I thought, well, what are we going to watch tonight? Let's watch a movie. And we just didn't know what kind of mood. I said, I really don't want to watch anything gruesome or violent. So we watched Jaws.
50th anniversary of Jaws. And wow, it was in 4K. So it was very clear. I mean, if Jaws, of course, is, you know, it's part of film history. But afterwards, we watched a documentary on the making of Jaws. It's about 6 years old, but it had Spielberg and every, you know, a lot of the actors were in it, and producers, the cinematographer, everything.
The music.
It was thoroughly, thoroughly entertaining, and well, about how hard it was to make this. This is Spielberg's first big movie.
Well, he did a Duel. That, you know, the,
yeah,
the
and that's what kind of, and Jaws is a larger Duel.
Dennis Weaver was in that movie. If you've not seen Duel, that was all about a guy in a truck. I mean, it's, how you were able to
you never saw the driver of the truck.
So much anticipation.
It made noises.
So yeah, that they talked about John Williams, and they when they first heard this,
okay, let's hear it. First
okay.
part. Dun dun.
All right. So,
dun dun
so
dun dun.
Going back, I want to. I want to ask you a question. Yeah, the people don't go into the water anymore. In fact, everybody in that documentary said we do not go in the water anymore.
Spielberg. Spielberg, his best friend, another a producer. He says, "Yeah, we go to Hawaii." We thought, "Okay, let's go to Hawaii. You know, kind of relax." They wouldn't get in water above their knees. He said, "There we all splashing ourselves like a couple old Jewish guys." Because they are. He says, but we weren't getting in. And Richard Zanuck, who is, you know, big.
The producer.
He goes, I don't go into deep water.
Yeah.
No, I don't go into deep water.
Well, there are a couple points here. And we all have our stories about the first time we saw Jaws, I'm sure, because I'm a 70s girl. I can tell you exactly what happened when I first went. But what is interesting, I have a question for you, Carl, because there's a couple thoughts that are going on here. Do you think it's because, have you always been like this, where you see something and then you want to, like, study up on who was in it, why it was made, where it was made, or is that something since we've been doing radio that you really want to know the backstory more than you have in the past?
It's been in the last, you know, I guess, I think it's been since I've had a computer I was able to put in my hand called a phone that will be watching something, and I'll go look at, you know, the movie itself.
The actors.
You know, well, and how it came about.
Right.
And so that's really, it's kind of a thing I've been doing the last, what, 4 or 5 years.
Well, you read the book Jaws, didn't you?
I did.
See, I never read the book. I didn't know anything about it.
And they explained it. This documentary, it's on YouTube. It's free. It's got, I think it's like an hour and 15 minutes.
Well,
or
this
something.
Is an older one. There's
yeah,
a new one coming out.
This one's 6 years old, but this one talks to Dreyfuss and Scheider
right.
and everybody.
Who's passed, so.
And here's the thing. The reason you didn't see the shark until the last part of the movie was they couldn't get it to work. They just could not get it to work. And Spielberg goes, the most dangerous part of the movie was the opening scene where they took, where the lady there, Chrissy, I think her name, anyway.
The stunt woman,
who was a swimmer and a stunt woman, but she also had to appear nude in this.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, those are three things. So she, you know, auditioned for the job, and he said the most dangerous part of this was, if you remember at the beginning when she gets taken back and forth and back and forth in the water, they had a belt around her middle, ropes attached to the belt, and 10 guys on either side pulling her back and forth. And Spielberg was terrified that she was going to break her back or something. And then at the end where it pulls her under and she's screaming, they redub it. You know, the scream.
Yeah, right.
So she's in the studio screaming, and Spielberg says, tilt your head back. She tilts her head back. She's screaming. He pours water down her mouth.
Like waterboarding.
Yeah, like waterboarding.
Anyway, we don't want to give too much away.
No, but here's the thing about this movie. Spielberg was fired every day.
He thought he was going to be fired every day.
But it was it was just the techniques, the things they had to invent for this movie to make it work.
Yes.
I found that background fascinating.
Okay, so
anyway, Jaws, 50th year.
Well, what my takeaway is, and we want to encourage everybody, because I believe that 50th year documentary hasn't been released yet. But we do have the teaser of Spielberg talking about it and said that it by far was the most terrifying and the most, you know, it was early on. He was 27 years old. But here, it's like any great, accomplishment. It's never been done. People are poo-pooing it. They were, it was supposed to be shot in 40 days and it ended up being 105. Studio execs were freaking out. Things weren't working. And they had to have this multitude of people that were now overtime. It was shot in Martha's Vineyard, by the way. Think about that, all the time that was going over. And the hardships every single day. So when you think about any great composition, a film, an art piece, something that's just extraordinary. The anguish and the perseverance to complete it and finish and follow through, and it becomes a masterpiece and you don't even know it. It's almost like Hitchcock with, Psycho. He did not know. He couldn't watch it. So these were things that you have to admire. That's the drive of the artists. The drive of the trying to bring it to fruition, and it did happen, and so that's really important.
It became the first summer blockbuster movie. It played for like a year in studios,
and it's still wonderful.
And people are still Ted and I talked about it last night.
Oh, okay.
That he watched it on YouTube on a 4K. So he said. He said it even looked different because of the clarity and all this. So, but we have to take a break. Should somebody that is born in the United States to illegal, or people that are here illegally, be granted citizenship?
Mm.
Supreme Court's looking at that. We're going to discuss that a little bit when we get back. We'll be right back.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Are back for two nights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers taking up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Fees. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Did I already thank you all for joining us this morning? If I haven't, what's going on, Pop? Thank you. Yeah. Hey, Supreme Court hands Trump temporary win on birthright citizenship. What this thing is about is Supreme Court's looking at can lower court judges issue a national injunction. And they're saying they don't think they can. You know, and only like the Supreme Court can talk nationally. You can't have a judge in Mississippi put a injunction for the whole country on something. And this has, you know, a lot to do with each president, when they make these executive orders, these should be things that Congress should be doing. Now, the big question on this, so they've handed Trump, it's a partial win, until they, you know, get more into this. The Supreme Court limits ways courts can block his policies because they don't have the jurisdiction. And it was a 6-3. That wasn't like, you know, it was, of course you have your three real liberal judges went going, we should be able to block anything any president does, if you live in Mississippi or Alabama or Ohio.
Well, now you're saying, see, like, there would be the other side that would trash the conservative judges.
Well, no,
whatever Trump does, they're going to go along with that.
That happens on the other side when it goes 6-3 the other way, and you've got three conservative judges that, you know, so.
Do you think it's balanced?
I think it's pretty balanced.
All right.
You know, from what I've seen.
Some people would say
you're crazy. Well, you know,
I mean, because you think it's balanced.
Who would say I'm crazy?
Some people think it's very unbalanced.
I didn't say totally balanced.
Okay, all right.
I'm just saying it's interesting to see how some judges that are conservatives will go right over and vote with the more liberal side. And there's been liberals that have come over and voted on the conservative side, which totally surprised me, but what shows you everything I know about the law. If you're going to go canoeing,
well, wait a minute. I'm not sure.
If you're going canoeing in Florida, you might want to check where you're canoeing at. A lady was canoeing in Florida last month, and an alligator came up, hit the canoe, knocked it over, and took her.
Wow. Yeah. Can we go back, because I'm not really sure that I heard your complete thought
Okay.
On the judges in Trump and the order and the ruling of
The only thing they did was they said they finished it for me.
Yeah,
please. They could not make an injunction nationwide. Here's what Trump's trying to do. And I think there's a bill working its way through Congress. He says, just because you're born in the United States does not make you a citizen if your parents are here illegally. And this was back in the, I think, 14th, 13th Amendment. And it had to do with slavery. Because this way, because slaves were brought here under duress, but what it said was, this would grant them citizenship. If they, you know, because they were born here in the United States, even if their parents were, you know, were not citizens, quote, citizens. Well, what's happened is we've kept that over the last 250 years and, or 200 years. And what's happened is you have the anchor baby, you know, syndrome. You have people coming in here illegally, coming across the border, having a baby that makes a baby an American citizen.
Anchor baby.
Even though they are not citizens of the United States. We are one of the very few countries that allow that. And I don't know of any in the, you know, well, just because you're born here doesn't make you a citizen in many, many, most of the other nations.
Well, there's certain countries archaic.
David, check out how many other countries allow children that are born in their country to become automatic citizens if their parents are not from that country.
Well, if there's a woman that is pregnant at a certain, like 7 or 8 months, it used to be in different places, and you and I traveled a lot before 9/11. And lots of things have changed. Actually in the last 30, 40 years. But it used to be there were countries that you would travel into, and if you were pregnant at a certain point, they wouldn't allow you to come in for the very reason that you're not going to come here and have a child if you don't have the appropriate papers that you're here, maybe your husband's there, you plan on being here 6 months. Like my mother went to Guam, but that was in the United States. So my mom went to Guam at 7 months, and my brother was born in Guam.
It was a U.S. protector.
Yeah.
Yeah, U.S. territory.
But if she had gone to...
But your brother has Guamanian citizenship.
So come on.
No, he does. And I think part of it is... I'm going to send this segment to him. Part of it is because he was raised by a village of Guamanian women because your mom had to work.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, to this day... He has a soft spot in his heart.
He wants to go back to Guam.
For Guam. I mean, here he was, a baby, and the village nursed him.
I'm really curious. I'm going to switch the subject here about this 4 a.m. People that there were shaken awake.
What about the earthquake? 357.
3.7 magnitude earthquake.
David felt it. Okay, David, what did you say? It wasn't like a tremor.
It wasn't. I've been in earthquakes before that shake.
Yes.
Right? This was like a big boom that lasted 1 second. I mean, it wasn't really like a quake as much as it was like a one shake. You know what I mean?
Like I would be curious to know, again, we talked about this earlier in the show, about how the platelets were when the earth is expanding and there's heat. I've heard these booms before. Have you heard the booms before?
I've never experienced an earthquake like that.
There's a boom and it's not just been at nighttime, it's happened in the daytime. So I'm really curious if that's just something from the expanding, of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the platelets are shifting, which would then happen with an earthquake.
There's like subduction earthquakes and these different types, I know.
Right.
This one was, I thought for sure something like caved in. It seemed like that, you know, like a, or even, you know, it seemed like an explosion more than
3 miles. It says it was, magnitude 3.6, 357, 3 miles from Reading, but this was like on Sunfire Lane and Alicia Lane in Reading.
We have to run. And we're going to take a break for the news, and we come back for our next guest. We'll be right back. I'm not sitting. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you want to have a good time, just give me a call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. On the final day of its current term, the Supreme Court is releasing some high-profile rulings. Among them, a case out of Maryland. The High Court is allowing parents to pull their kids out of school classes that use LGBT storybooks. Also, the court is limiting the power of lower courts to issue nationwide injunctions.
In a 6-3 vote, the High Court's conservative majority handed the Trump administration a major legal victory. The Supreme Court is putting the brakes on district judges who issue nationwide injunctions to stop a president's executive orders. The ruling stems from Donald Trump's order to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants. Justices, however, did not specifically rule on birthright citizenship, only on curbing the power of a single judge to block such policies for the entire country. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Another pending ruling, a decision on a Texas age verification law for access to online porn. President Trump not budging on his July 4th deadline for Congress to get a spending and tax cut bill to his desk.
Simply put, this bill is going to unlock the aid, the golden age of America. And we look forward to continuing to work with the Senate and the House to see this bill on the president's desk for signature by Independence Day.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt talking about the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Following a classified Senate briefing, Senator Tom Cotton says there is no doubt the U.S. and Israel have struck a major blow to Iran's nuclear program. And Iran's foreign minister is acknowledging significant damage to his country's nuclear infrastructure. Watching Wall Street this morning, a rally underway, the Dow up 381 points, while the Nasdaq is ahead 75. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You're here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full service, direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor-fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
A windfall comes to the American-based aid group operating in Gaza. We get the details from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The U.S. State Department has announced it will provide $30 million in funding to the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, a newly formed aid group operating in the war-devastated Gaza Strip in response to Hamas looting and theft of aid deliveries. The move marks the first direct financial support from Washington for the group, which is managed by the American contractors and works closely with the Israeli military. Describing GHF as the latest iteration of President Trump's and Secretary Rubio's pursuit of peace in the region, a State Department spokesman called on other nations to contribute. GHF claims it delivered more than 46 million meals through protected Hamas-proof sites. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Well, there could be a little something extra soon for some online gamers.
Federal Trade Commission is sending out $126 million in refunds to nearly a million gamers who were charged for unwanted purchases while playing Fortnite online. The FTC said Wednesday that it's sending about 970,000 checks and PayPal payments to gamers who filed a valid claim. The refunds are part of a settlement over charges that Fortnite developer Epic Games used deceptive practices to trick online players into making purchases they otherwise would not have made. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband lie in stakes at the Minnesota Capitol Rotunda. Hortman, her husband, and the family dog were killed in a June 14th attack. The public can pay respects today from noon to 5, private funeral tomorrow. The suspect charged with murder and attempted murder due in court later today. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com, the 27th of June, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and on the line is Susan Eastman.
All right, she must be traveling or something. She'll be calling back.
She was on the line.
Susan Eastman with Stifel, Vice President of Investment. She'll call back again. But until then, 101 will be our highs today. It's going to be hot throughout this whole weekend. 73 tonight, clear skies. As we look at the forecast, it's 105 tomorrow and Saturday. Sunday calls for 107. We're going to talk about that. That could probably be just a very dangerous hot day as well, mostly clear Sunday night with overnight lows of 74. As we progress on Monday and Tuesday, it's also in the three digits, 101 on Monday and 104 on Tuesday. Let's go to the phones. We have Susan Eastman with Stifel Investments. Good morning, Susan. How are you and what is happening in the market?
Good morning, everyone. Well, U.S. stocks are trying to make fresh new highs today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 385 points. At 43,771. The S&P 500 is positive 35 points at 6,176, and the NASDAQ Composite is gaining 95 points at 20,263. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA trading up higher, up $1.85 at 156.84. Lucid down 5 cents, trading at 214. QuantumScape down 62 cents, trading at $7.03. Nike having a good day after earnings, up $9.88. At $72.40. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is price yield 4.283%. And over to commodities, gold is down $52 an ounce at $3,270. Silver off 55 cents at $36 an ounce. And crude oil is priced at $66 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Hey, Susan.
It's a hot market.
It's a hot market. No, when you talk about crude oil at 66, has that gone up or down?
It's been flat.
Okay.
67, 65,
all right.
66. But as soon as the Middle East tension, settled down, oil kind of pulled back.
So when
we should be happy for the weekend, July 4th.
Let's absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So, Susan Eastman, thank you for calling in. I've been missing you, thinking about you. That's Stifel, S-T-I-F-E-L, and you can get a hold of Stephen, Susan Eastman at eastmans@stifel.com. She will, for all of your financial needs. Yeah, I love that. And I've known Susan. She's been with us for a very, very long time. I've interviewed her several times, and I love her story and how she's been at it for years and how she looks at her, the people that she invests their portfolios. So when you think about that, you are part of the family. It's really big. It's a big responsibility to do that. And so she's just a very conscientious person. And that's Susan Eastman. So we talked about the earthquake earlier, Carl. And I wanted to talk a little bit about on the Richter scale. They lowered it from a 3.7 to a 3.6. And they were talking about that it was, you know, it was centered around west of downtown Reading. And it was updated at 6 a.m. But on the... in this article, which is up to date. Just, oh my God. Okay, so, it will talk about, that there is a, okay, talk, fill me in, fill in, because I lost my spot. Go ahead. Fill in.
Okay, somebody, of course, our listeners are all over this. About citizens' birthright.
We go okay,
back,
good.
We go back to that. And let me see. It appears that there's a number of countries with outright birthright citizenship. Most of them, are in, the United States, Canada, lots of Central and South America, with some, with exceptions. Ones that don't are Australia, large parts of Africa, Europe, England, and all those. So the restricted, types of birthright citizenship that are restricted, India, Pakistan, Japan, Egypt, Iran, Germany, Thailand, United Kingdom, and France. That you can, if the parent was legally settled here, in England, and with unrestricted places like, United States, Tanzania, the Grenadines, Venezuela, all these, the small islands in the in the Caribbean, and most of South and Central, America. So there's more than I thought, because I thought there were very few. However, there's more that don't. It's like 40 to 35. That's not a lot. 40 countries have a restricted birthright, and 35 don't. And most of those being little small islands.
And I'm curious if that's obviously changed in the last 20.
We're the largest country by far.
20 or 30 years, that's changed. I would believe
some,
the statistics
some of them
have changed.
Some of them probably changed.
Going back, I found my
thank
spot
you,
here.
Jim.
Michigan Technological University, this is how they have judged an earthquake and the effects of an earthquake. So below 2.5 is generally not felt. 2.5 to 5.4 is minor or no damage, which is within the numbers that we fell. 5.5 to 6.0, that's just a 5 point in there, slight damage to buildings. 6.1 to 6.9, serious damage. 7.0 to 7.9, major earthquake, serious damage. And 8.0 or greater, massive damage can destroy communities.
So what was the one last time? 3.5?
Minor?
3.6.
Minor.
Damage.
But, on that Richter scale, it is just because it could be a 4-point something and then it, goes up to 5-point something. That's exponential. I mean, it gets a lot more damage. I mean, it's not like, 3 and 4 is a little bit more. No, 4 is a lot more and then 5 is a lot more. And then you get up into the 6s, it's like, whoa, it's, earth destroying. So, if I read that correct. Okay.
Hey, in our chat, longtime listener says, I'm with Linda on this one. My computer's a mess this morning, not responding to buttons and more.
Okay.
So you're not alone, Linda.
Thank you.
A longtime listener in the chat.
Yeah. Well, So we need to kind of get the chat started up again. The reason we stopped chat is because we had a troll in there that was just, it's not enough just to put things in, you're wrong or something. No, it was.
We were hijacked.
It was
a massive,
horrible.
It was like we had to return, our flight.
Yeah.
We had to go back to the ground. Yeah, because.
Anyway, that person, from what I understand, who's been doing this, can no longer do that. He doesn't have access to a, computer. Anyway, so let's get the chat room going again. And I need to be locked into it so I can just click on it so I can be a manager.
Yes. Right.
So I can delete things instead of you having to be looking at
it. Yeah, producer, every, yeah. You know, they couldn't even, they couldn't actually be, the producer behind the glass has got to listen to what you're saying. Sometimes we take an early break. Sometimes it, you know, they got to hover over, although we've not had that happen often in the, how many years we've been on the air where they hover over a button. That if somebody says something and that's like one of the words that the FCC doesn't want to hear. All right, so we have that, you know, we installed that button and made sure that we have the delete button, if you will. But why should the producer have to sit there every second looking to see if somebody says something that's harmful, mean, disrespectful, name-calling, you know.
It was whack-a-mole. You know the whack-a-mole where you have to keep thing keeps popping up. Yeah.
So we just, you know, we stopped it. And I'm glad we did because then you guys can focus on this. And, yeah, we do miss. I'm glad somebody did, you know, and thank you, longtime listener. Yeah, what's happening is my computer's it's flipping around. And I'm reading stuff, and I'm hoping I've got to look up there to make sure.
Just look at
something
the date.
Something is coming up from
just
10 years ago.
Date. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has a number of cutting-edge programs that are there to help our community. They also have a very robust residency program of about 22 individuals that are doing their residency right here in Redding. As you know, we're having problems recruiting doctors. And here's the thing about it. They're here for 3 years in this residency program, and the ability for them to become part of our community to find out the great parts about living right here in Shasta County is a way to keep them there. And Shasta Regional has a, like I said, it has a great program going there. Every time, you know, every year they put out, they say, okay, we're looking, you know, request or, you know, you can apply. Applications are in the thousands for 10 spots. That's great. And we, this is one of the places maybe we need to throw some focus in our community, in our city and county is let's take a look at that resident program. What can we do to make them feel more welcome and want to stay here with us? But it started at Shasta Regional Medical Center and they are working hard to increase the number of doctors we have in our area. Shasta Regional Medical Center. More information, go to ShastaRegional.com, and we'll be right back. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join us
for our July Beat the Summer Heat. Swipe to win drive. One lucky winner will receive a Samsung 70-inch TV
and a Samsung soundbar.
Daily entries start on July 2nd and continue until July 9th, with the final drawing taking place on July 9th at 8 p.m. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Ooh, I like this remix.
Yeah. Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, love that song, with Carl Mendebot. Friday, we made it to Friday again. It's 8:21 in the morning on the 27th of June.
Oh, yeah.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. In the business for close to 30 years, he is the windshield whisperer, my friends. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Forrest. Whether it's a small crack or a small chip or a crack up that 2 feet in length, he can fix it, make it go away, and then guarantee it. His repair for the life of the windshield brings it into his hermetically sealed, okay, it's a climate-controlled area there, puts his special mixture of magic on your windshield, whether it be car, truck, SUV, or RV, and the magic happens. If you're not sure, do I need to have it done? Do I not need to have it done? It's kind of like a Seinfeld show. Take it down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street. Jeff, always a happy guy, will do it, tell you the truth, and you can put it in the bank. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It is locally owned. It is locally run. It is a veteran-owned business.
Okay, Jeff.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
There you go, Jeff. Big love.
Big love.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. What happens here?
What do you guys talk about? Let's talk a little bit about last night for those who missed Man
Dave,
Up.
Dave,
you and Ted.
You were here, Dave. Well, I tell you what we talked about was the attack on, a very, very successful attack on Iran. And how we were having a real problem, jump in here, Dave. We were having a real problem figuring out how people could be so upset that, you know, Americans, that we went after the nuclear capability that they were building in a country that has said they were going to kill us, wipe us out, erase us for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that kind of like that last night?
Yeah. What a great show. You know, this is not like one of those toxic masculinity shows. This is pure masculinity. Not toxic masculinity. This is good show for men.
We try not to be toxic. But the thing about it is we've been in the military. Ted and I together have got over a half a century of time in the military.
But easily. The strike, whatever. All right. After you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I forgot. No. But we look at what, you know, at a preemptive strike, and it's kind of like, would you have, if you had a neighbor that lived next door to you, and ever since they'd moved in, they were saying they were going to wipe you out, they were going to destroy you, and as soon as I build my truck, and they're building a truck with the big front end and all this stuff, so he says, yep, as soon as it's finished, I'm going to come over there, run into your house, I'm going to run into you. And you're watching him do this, and at one point you say, am I going to let him finish that truck? You've already called the police. Police can't do anything. We can't do anything. He's just, you know, he hasn't done anything. And the guy, meanwhile, is maliciously looking at you, and he's hiring little kids to come over and rip up your flowers and all those things. So you go over, and you take a sledgehammer to hit the engine of the truck. So he can't do it. I don't see where the difference is for people out there that we did a precision strike, we took out his nuclear capability, and even if we slowed him down for a decade, that gives more time to get all this settled. This fire is a direct result of this attack, is still holding. Okay. Did I miss anything, Dave?
Nope. Ted talked about cooking, because you guys talked about... Yeah. Hey, we should talk about some cooking. And Ted talked about how he ate bread every day for a week, and that was it. And how he had to go to the doctor, and the doctor said, you can't
eat bread. Now, what is there? Something's missing there. I don't care. I love him, and I would tell him that over dinner. What is missing?
Did he say this on the air?
He did. He said the doctor told him you cannot
just eat bread.
He checked him out. He couldn't figure out what was wrong, and he said, okay, what have you been eating then? And he said, I've been eating sourdough bread for a week.
He has friends that bring over a loaf of bread. And, you know, and so he leaves it on the cutting board with butter and honey. And when he gets hungry, I mean, you know, you're doing something, you run in there, you take a slice of bread. Well, that fills you up for several hours. And then you realize maybe he was eating too much of that.
Because they were talking about how their show promotion talks about how they were going to talk about cooking, but they haven't talked about cooking so much. So that's what came up was this bread story.
And I told the story about your oufalé.
Etouffee.
Etouffee. And now, Ted, being Ted, does not like fish. He doesn't like anything that smells fishy. He doesn't like any type of oysters, clams. He can eat lobster, he says. But you get into anything else and mushrooms. Of course, mushrooms can kill you, he says. And how do you know you're not getting a mushroom that's going to kill you? No, he's kidding about that. But for him, it's the texture when he eats certain things. Where this etouffee,
and that's why he's got to have the bread.
This etouffee.
I know, I've never heard of that until I went to Texas.
Now,
a Cajun dish, and it's a broil. But I want to go back to something David said and something about your show last night, because the Iran nuclear sites. If you go back, you can hear back all the way to Clinton and Obama. This is something that they've talked about, but it's just because it's Trump, because it's now, you know, and this is not just a masculine thing. This is our world we're talking about. I'm affected about breathing the air and being involved in this. And of course, this boom last night made us think, oh my God, we got a bomb, because that's in the back of our head while we're traveling, while we're making plans, while we're doing things, you know. In other news, a high school in the suburbs of New York will be seeing double on graduation day this weekend. It's a tight-knit group. Some of the students of Long Island's Plainview Old John F. Kennedy High School have been known each other since kindergarten. Their parents meeting through it. Local twin clubs. Some still even plan family vacations together. So some of the twins are in a group text chain. But here's the thing. How many of these in the 500 students in its graduating class? 30 are twins.
Where's this?
This is in New York. I looked up news of the, you know, because there's
something in the water.
They'd say something in the water, but you know, usually twins are skip a generation. I don't know if that's factual, but that's what I've been told. My grandmother was a twin. I've got twin cousins. But you know, you usually maybe have a set, maybe one twin set of twins, or maybe two sets of twins in high school, but to have 30 graduating is pretty phenomenal, don't you think?
I think that's very interesting. How can they do that? I mean, I know how it's done, but I wonder if part of it is some of it like artificial.
New York High School.
Like in vitro or something.
Like 15 set of twins. No, I don't know that it said not all of them are identical, but.
No, of course not. But I'm just saying that just the odds of that happening, unless it's something like it's in vitro where they can do this kind of stuff happens, or
I'm curious.
What is that, genetic
engineering, or?
Well, not genetic engineering, but they used to take a medicine that would help the woman ovulate,
right?
And that would lead to multiple births.
I'm curious, if you look back at the if there would ever be a study done to know that did these women take a certain medication? Did they go to the same doctor? What's the commonality? Did they live in a certain area? What did the women themselves before they became pregnant, or their husbands? You know, what's the story there? Did the husbands work in an environment? It's just curious. I'm curious. Because that's interesting to think that there's 15 sets of twins graduating in the same class.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, is the place to get your haircut. Founded in 1960 in the same location since 1967. Only those in the know get their haircut there. I've been getting my haircut there since 2007. Never had a bad haircut. It's a great experience. I can't say enough for Tim and Logan. And the fact that it's not a hair salon or a beauty shop, it is a barber shop. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. And make an appointment so I can roll in, get my haircut, and roll out. Or sometimes I get there early, sit around, chit-chat with everybody, catch up on my car and track, National Geographic, and golf magazines. And let me see what else. Oh, it's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
It's hard to get so hard living with the things you do to me.
And good morning and welcome to our Friday edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Also streaming on KCNR1460.com. Hey, if you ever want to go on our website and go to the archives, you can always hear shows from the past week. We've archived a lot back in there. Just go to KCNR1460.com. If you're curious about the weather, 101 today. We're in triple digits throughout the weekend. Highest will be on Sunday at 107, and then we go back down to 101 and 104 on Monday and Tuesday. So you know what it is when with the heat, what we talk about with, you know, animals walking out on the cement. Do early morning walks, late night walks. Make sure you stay hydrated, they stay hydrated. And by the way, if you see a pet in distress, the only way is their paws are where they breathe. So you pour water down their neck all you want. I remember when Snooki, and she was part Pomeranian, and it was 80 degrees out. And I took a walk. In fact, we have to do that. It's beautiful over on Mary Lake. We haven't been to Mary Lake in a while. Just that beautiful lake in the morning and hear the birds.
I like the one on Pacelli if we're going to walk.
Yeah, I do too.
It's a lot. I mean, you take Buford off the leash.
Right, right. But I'm just talking about Mary Lake.
If you're lucky, he goes home with somebody else.
So what I was talking about was that Snooki was, it was 80 degrees.
Oh.
And at 80 degrees, walking around that lake one time, that dog got overheated.
Yep.
So it freaked me out because I didn't know at that point, you know, what to do. So picked her up and walked her back into my car, drove back. I didn't, you know, I was panicking because, you know, we had the grates. So she laid her body over the grates and I was trying to wet her neck. Remember how we used to have to do that a lot with her because she overheated?
She had a thick inner undercoat.
That we didn't know from the breed, and this is why it's really important. Let's talk
some more good news for California. You ready? The killer bees have arrived in California. That's right. Africanized honeybees, also known as killer bees, have spread to 13 states, including California, posing threats to people and animals. What is a killer bee?
What is a killer bee?
It's a mix of African and European bees that are far more aggressive than honeybees. They attack in large numbers, chase people and animals for up to a mile, they'll follow cars and can sting through standard beekeeping gear. They look almost identical to regular honeybees, so much that most people can't tell the difference. There's a slight difference in their coloring. But only experts can spot the difference by measuring their wings and body size. Now, they showed up in the 1990s in the U.S., and they can kill you. And the reason they can is they are so aggressive in defending their hive. And it's not just like one, two, or three. I mean, they swarm you and then chase you. You're trying to get away, and they are all over you for up to a mile. Think about this. Now, they don't pack any more venom than a regular honeybee. It's just so many of them are attacking you. Each bee can sting only once before it dies, but when the colony feels threatened, hundreds may swarm and sting. And if you get an attack, okay, here's what you do.
Okay. Tuck and roll.
Tuck and roll. Experts recommend running away quickly. There you go. In a zigzag pattern.
Oh.
And seeking shelter in a building or a car. Jumping in the water is not recommended.
Oh.
Why? The bees will wait on the surface for you to resurface. If you're stung, go quickly to a safe area. Pull or scrape stingers from your skin as soon as possible. Wash the sting area with soap and water. Apply an ice pack. Seek medical attention if breathing is affected. They will hover over the water waiting for you to stick your face up.
That's
so they
scary.
Can nail you again a few dozen times.
That's scary.
Now, it sounds like I'm making fun of us. In a way, I am. But people have been killed by the killer bees, by the African bees. And you've got to be aware of it. And you know, what if you're out there on the walk and you hit one of these colonies? Because we see lots of regular bees, and regular bees don't bother you.
What happens if you're kayaking?
Well, I guess you hope that you can out-kayak them.
I mean, you want to go into the water, but I mean, I guess you could turn your kayak upside down and breathe in it.
Well, okay, how do you prevent bees from
nesting, that's a nightmare.
In your home? Remove possible nesting sites around home and yard, insect outside walls and eaves of home and outbuildings, seal openings larger than 1/8 of an inch in walls, install fine screens, and check your yard. Now, these are the ones that have confirmed sightings. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Florida. All of these are in warm temperature because when you get up to colder temperatures, they won't go any further than that. However, what happened at your parents' house? Remember that years ago? What was inside the wall of your parents' house?
Oh, those were termites.
Those were the flying termites.
Yeah.
And there was an opening in the wall, and when they poked it, it opened.
There was a brown spot. Now, my parents, anybody who
knows
my parents.
It was a rental. Yeah. It's a rental place.
Well, that could happen to anybody. Trust me.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah,
my parents are clean people.
Fastidious.
So they had this in the guest bedroom, and this brown spot turned into a bigger brown spot.
They thought it was a leak or something.
Oh, my God. And so I guess evidently they had to.
Don't push on the brown spot.
What'd they do? I think they had to. I mean, there were just termites all over that room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had to come in.
Fumigate,
and
the whole thing,
they had to repair that whole area and take them all out. Yeah.
All right, I want to talk about something that's kind of interesting because, this just goes to show you that we just love our first responders and what people are trained for, which leads into something else. But rescuers fetched two men by lightning from a Colorado peak in what they believe are the highest helicopter rescues on record in this mountain state. Okay, the story goes on, and there's two guys. Hey, we're taking a road trip. We're going to go climb that mountain up in Colorado, you know. And then what people don't realize is that you get up to a higher peak, the weather changes up there. So the rescues happened late Thursday near the summit of Torrey's Peak. Okay, we know where that is. Ranked variously on the 11th or 12th highest summit in Colorado and is less than 200 feet shorter than the state's highest mountain, Mount Elbert. The men from New York State, whose identities weren't released, probably because they're embarrassed, they first called for help around 5 p.m. after getting off course on their way up. A technical route. And a different route doesn't require climbing gear or expertise. When an expert said it doesn't sound like they had a ton of experience, I think it was probably just kind of a lack of awareness. They decided, hey, we're in town. Let's go climb that mountain. So, one guy was hit by lightning. About 30 rescuers went up to the mountain while another team used a Colorado National Guard Black Hawk helicopter to get the more seriously injured man who was non-responsive and in critical condition off the peak using a hoist at 14,200 feet. The rescuers believe Colorado's previous record for a helicopter rescue was 13,700 feet. Such rescues are challenging because thin air causes helicopters to lose lifting ability the higher they fly. A Black Hawk has an altitude limit of about 19,000 feet. So I just want to let you know that, you know, just because you think, hey, we're on vacation, let's go climb that mountain, you know. So we want to thank our first responders, which then segues into Carl and I watched the movie Sully last night.
Sully.
And it was fascinating.
The U.S. airplane that landed in the Hudson.
Yeah, and the pilot, and how the aircraft, what do you want to call it, committee? I can't think of the name of them right now, but, you know, yes, the...
Yeah, Federal Aviation.
Yeah, and they were talking about how he was at fault, that he did not make...
In the movie, which was produced
and directed by Clint Eastwood, that he... Had the,
he had
should
time.
Have turned around and gone to LaGuardia. He should have gone to this other and that, you know, the air
the computer,
traffic controllers and the computers.
All the computers simulations said he could have made it back in the movie. Now,
in the movie.
You know, and of course movies have to be dramatic and all this. And then they had it flown by pilots in simulators and they made it back. But I think the bottom line was you didn't take in the human factor, and after checking it, they added 35 seconds it took after the bird strikes, and they lost that, where he turned on
the
auxiliary power,
right.
And they were going through the checklist.
Right.
And then had to make that decision.
Snap.
He says, we can't make it.
Right.
We're not going to make it over there. And so when they put that extra 35 seconds into the simulations, they all crashed. So the fact that he landed, if you haven't seen Sully in a while, I would recommend you see that. And the reason being, it's here's a guy doing his job, and that's the way he said it. He and his first officer, Sykes, his co-pilot, did their job, and they did it correctly. And it, right at the end, as they're coming down, he looks over at Sykes, and he says, anything else we can do? And Sykes kind of looks out, looks over at him, and says, I can't think of a thing.
Well, going back to first responders, and we're running over in this segment, but the first responders at the end of the movie, it talked about thousands of first responders, 155 people, that every soul was saved, but the first responders that came from helicopter, that came on the ferries, that came right away, helped to save those people that were in freezing temperatures in that water.
Well, this ferry had 21 passengers, and he's going across the Hudson, and he said, there's a plane in the water, and and he's calling the Coast Guard, and he was the first one there.
Yeah.
And then and here come the scuba cops, as they called them, jumping out of helicopters. So
God bless our first responders.
The one thing you get is Sully. He knew he had 155 passengers on it, and it took him probably 2 hours to figure out if they got them all, because they were, depending on who picked them up, they were taken to different parts of the city. But every one of them lived. And they have a reunion every so often. It's cool.
Yeah, it's great.
We got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free spot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final draw. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every year, over 200,000 cases of elder abuse are reported in California. It's estimated that out of every reported case, 24 remain unknown. Learn the signs, and if you suspect abuse and neglect or self-neglect, physical, mental, sexual, and financial abuse in a facility or in a home, visit ombudsman.org for more information. No abuse, report abuse. Brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on Friday. Another week in the book. 27th of June, 8:52 in the morning. And it's about 82 degrees. It's going up to what now?
101.
101 today. Now.
And this weekend.
To start your weekend.
105.
To start your weekend off right.
107.
I have a platinum car wash from Quick and Clean right down the street from us, and $25 in Black Bear Diamond Bucks to the second caller. Second caller.
And Quick and Clean is tonight's Colt 45 sponsor as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
lovely.
And remind everybody that we'll be broadcasting Colt 45's baseball tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. And if you want to be a sponsor, just give Sue a call at 530-605-4565. It's months worth of advertising. You get your name all over the place. Put a banner up if you want to at the game. The whole thing. If you are a, you know, sponsor of Colt 45s, our local college baseball team, it's great. But if you'd like to have that car wash and $25, and by the way, this car wash is good for any time. And as are the Black Bear Diner Bucks, well, until December 31st. So you got from now and then. So if you want this, just give us a call, 530-605-4567, second caller. And you don't even have to answer any questions. Though Linda likes you to have to do that. Okay.
I do. It's Friday. If you want tickets and a car wash, there it goes. Yeah.
There's the first caller.
Enjoy your first one. Enjoy your food and your car wash. Why not?
You know,
fantastic.
Here's the thing about Black Bear Diner is you go down there, if there's two of you and you order one of their breakfasts, sometimes the two of you can just eat that breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
It's so big.
Mm-hmm.
Damn's a lot. Oh, my gosh.
We may have to head over there this morning.
Ooh. You think?
Yeah, cool. So we've got the games. We've got the Colt 45 games. We've got initiation dinner that we're going to be attending for the Reading Rodeo.
Saturday. They're going to see all
the clubs.
Officers and
all
the clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh.
Well,
phones are ringing a lot.
David is, one winner.
Hey, you know what? We're out of June. Monday's the last day of June. And then it's July 1st. And then we're going, of course, into the 4th of July weekend. And you've already probably talked about it. It doesn't hurt to mention again that we have wonderful fireworks in our city.
We do.
That, oh, my gosh, Freedom Fest. And then Anderson explodes on the 3rd of July.
Mm.
Great, great, great events. However, it can be it's very scary for your animals, especially your dogs. And if your dog has never given you a problem, but when they get hit with these fireworks, that 5-foot, 6-foot fence isn't enough. Those dogs will go over it. This is a big night and big next morning that they're picking up a lot of lost dogs. So you might want, if your dog's crate trained, you might be able to want to put them into a crate. Put them in a, quiet room if you can, or keep them with you where you can kind of be a settling influence. Cause a lot of times Linda and I, not a lot of times, but at times we can sit at our house and watch the fireworks. And, we had one, last year on New Year's Eve, we were up in a tent and there was a lot of fireworks going off and Buford didn't seem to bother him at all. He just kind of like, crashed, but you can never tell.
You never know.
Dog. So be aware of that. Be aware that your dogs can get scared and run.
And they recommended really having your dog microchipped or your pet microchipped.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to have them run out in the street and also maybe get hit by a car because it's dark and people, they're just disoriented.
Hey, the new mayor of New York.
My father.
Your father.
We'll be gone. We're going to be gone. We are going to celebrate for that particular day with my father, who is turning 94. My parents living independently, seeing dad.
Driving around, 94. Getting your hair done, doing your shopping. They're going out. In fact, your dad is,
I want to make him the etouffee.
Etouffee. Are we going to do that?
Well, I don't think on this trip, but they have promised they're going to try to come up in August. They're going to try to get on the road and drive up in August.
Maybe we can talk your brother and sister-in-law, mm-hmm. whom we travel down all the time to see them, to come on up in August to and bring them.
For your birthday.
Yeah, that's cool. Or,
when's Carl's birthday?
August 5th.
August 5th. Got it.
I won't be here. Maybe I will. August 5th. Yeah. Anyway. Hey, the New York mayoral candidate, the guy that won the Democratic nomination, which is usually a shoo-in then, his name is Zohran Mamdani. He's a socialist. He's a self-professed socialist, democratic socialist. He wants to move the money around. The money sharing there. He says that he's got this proposal to build 200,000 new publicly subsidized affordable homes and immediately freeze rents for the city's 2.4 million stabilized tenants. And the president of the Capital Association, Aurora Capital Association, says you don't build housing by attacking the people who build it. I'm a developer, and by attacking me, my company, our peers, it's not effective. He wants to take one of the country's most expensive places to live more attainable for average residents. Multi-year rent freezes and massive investment in public housing. This is just part of the things he wants to do. He also wants to have free, I say free, and here come the air quotes, free childcare, free bus rides, have the city run, you know, grocery stores. And every time you say free, somebody is paying for it. Every time I hear the word free, I just cringe. Somebody's got to pay for it. A rent freeze is a housing freeze, plain and simple, critics say. And many landlords say thousands of rent-stabilized units are already sitting vacant due to costly repairs they can't afford without being able to raise the rent. A rent freeze would only make that situation worse. It maybe as he doesn't understand this, Mardani. On the other hand, he wants to – this is going to cost $100 billion and would cost the city over 10 years. He's proposed steeper taxes on wealthy New Yorkers making over $1 million in higher corporate taxes. And we got to run.
This is Friday. Can you say something nice before
it's
we...
It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend.
Random acts of kindness.
We've given away the tickets, right?
Shop local, stay
Who
local.
Won? Who won?
Bill won.
Bill, congratulations, buddy.
Come
on down. Get him.
Have a beautiful weekend. Stay safe. Random acts of kindness. And God bless America.
Casey Nurse, Shasta Redding.